There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Here's what you need to know, courtesy of the two people who are studying what's going on in the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler and I, looking around at the comings and goings of people, because other than that, we'd have no comment on anything. If it weren't for people and the things that they do, if it wasn't for the ups, there would be no downs, or no downs and ups. You understand what I'm saying. A lot of conversation, legal stories abound today, and so as we go in depth into the situation that comes about as a result of, I'm looking at four or five actually different stories, different things that are part of the general central command of knowledge when it comes to the legalese that we all confront every day. We're all affected by the law. We're affected by those who pass them. We're affected by those who make them. We're affected by those who are supposed to abide by them. We're affected by those who do not abide by them. Thus, a South Carolina judge declaring a mistrial early today in the case of a white ex-police chief. Guess what? He was charged with murder in the shooting death of an unarmed black man. Jury deliberating 12 hours before telling the circuit judge that they were deadlocked. This is a police chief named Richard Coombs, who was charged after shooting Bernard Bailey three times in March of 2011. Prosecutor said he will evaluate his case, but plans to bring the ex-police chief to court one more time. He said, quote, "I'm going to take a bit of time, but we are going to go forward again." That's redundant somewhere, to go forward again. You're going to go forward. Anyway, nine jurors had voted to convict this policeman. We had three jurors we did not convince. The defense attorney maintains that the police chief is innocent, said it had been a long week. Quote, "We're disappointed we didn't get a result, but I think both sides feel disappointment." The shooting happened after Mr. Coombs was trying to arrest Mr. Bailey on an obstruction of justice warrant the prosecutors contend was trumped up to begin with. Now, this is the prosecutor's. This is different than what you had in Ferguson. Different than what we've had, actually, Kenny. This seems to be different than many of the more recent cases, in that the people who are prosecuting the policemen are the ones who are really going after him. This is not a civil case. This is an action of justice. And the essence of the shooting, even though those who are defending the policeman said it didn't have anything to do with race, say that the police chief fired in self-defense when he was caught in the door of the truck Mr. Bailey was driving. That sounds rather harried. Sounds kind of a little bit like Ferguson, with the person who was the perpetrator supposedly pushing the policeman into the car, wrestling, that sort of stuff. During closing arguments, apparently there were frequent changes in stories to match the evidence. And so that was why the lead attorney said he was pretty confident the policeman would never be held responsible for killing Mr. Bailey. The reason that he wasn't guilty is because he was a police officer. That was what they maintained. And so the prosecutor said, quote, "He thought he got away with it because he wears a badge. We're trying to prove him wrong." The prosecutor slammed down the gun that was used in the killing on the table. And he recreated the shooting with one of his assistants sitting in a chair. So the case hinges on 3 seconds in which the officer was trapped in the door of the pickup truck as it rolled in reverse. And so it's kind of interesting when you put this together. Kenny, do you know anything about this, or have you read anything about this or heard anything about this? This is the first time that if it was front and center before, it's been 3-4 years since this took place, so it wasn't on the top of my mind until I saw what the reaction was of the jurors. What sort of other input? Does this sound like the same old case, or is it a different case?
Well, it's different. The big difference is that it actually went to some kind of trial.
Yeah.
In Ferguson, they decided not to even have a trial for Officer Wilson, and the same thing happened in New York. But the information that is, I haven't seen any official information. I've seen lots of people who have been saying that this police chief changed his story multiple times going into the trial and even in his testimony.
Yeah, that's
right. But I haven't seen. I don't know if that's real or if that's just angry protesters who are saying he did that.
Yeah. The interesting, well, there are a number of interesting parts to this. The jurors had a choice between murder and voluntary manslaughter. Murder carries 30 years to life in prison. Voluntary manslaughter carries 2 to 30 years in prison. And it would have meant that Bailey's killing was illegal, but happened in the heat of the moment. The judge authorized the voluntary manslaughter option on Monday. So depending on how sentencing was carried out, he would have come out of it better, I put it better in quotation marks, under the circumstances with the changed charge. So again, another black person being shot by a white policeman. The country is adrift in this mess of sewerage. That's the way I would describe it. I just find all of these things to be a lack of maturity on our part, very immature. Meanwhile, on the other side of the legal desk, attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins us in a moment here on the Good Day program with the latest story of a whistleblower.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacists help me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information equal housing lender license, all 50 states and unless number 30.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Spring is closer than you think. Sam Adams Cold Snap is back.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth.
Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
Yeah, I like the name, too. Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer. Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word. Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Bust beer. Bust a mask. We're sponsored.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards.
for shopping. Happy me year.
It's happy you year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/new year for details.
16 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Richie and Jennifer and I have, I'm back to the doctor again. I've got a doctor. There are a lot of lawyers who have JDs, right? And I would bet some of them were profs with you at Bentley. Yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you want to go on to school and get a JD?
No, I am a JD.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I'm a Juris Doctor.
Huh. I didn't know that.
So you're right. Dr. Wiseman.
Okay, so yeah.
You know, it's funny because, and you mentioned that at schools, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
So
a big
I got
deal.
This letter, doctor, and I said, what kind of joke is this? They said, oh, no, you're a Juris Doctor. That's how you're supposed to be referred.
Right.
But I feel unless you can take out my appendix, you don't call yourself doctor.
Doctor, how do I get this lawyer's contract out of my.
Yeah, right. So, Wendy, I've known you for how many years have I known you? 20?
Oh, my.
Plus years or more. How long? At least 20 years. I never knew you had a doctorate.
There you go.
Let's use it. The former CIA employee Jeffrey Sterling is on trial on charges he violated his oath and leaked confidential information to a reporter, but his plight is overshadowed by the reporter's First Amendment arguments, and there's a media backlash here. So where is this going to go?
Well, it's pretty much won already. This is a case that I talk about a lot in my media law class at Bentley. And what happened is the reporter for the New York Times, James Risen, wrote a book called State of War. And this goes back actually to 2006. And the federal government said that they wanted him and they subpoenaed him to release his source. And this is really important for the media not to have to do this. The federal government was even a bit hard on him coming down saying, okay, we're going to name you as an accessory to the crime. We're going to subpoena you in. Really leaning heavily. Risen, he didn't shake. He spoke before a judge privately earlier last week, and it doesn't see, the government's going to kind of lay off. They're not going to push him. But the federal government has brought a lot of actions in the past using the 1917 Espionage Act against reporters to try and get them to give their sources, and this is an important issue.
So you say it's over and done already before it even gets to trial?
Yeah, because what happened is there was such backlash each time the government, first of all, when they actually intimated that they would bring criminal charges against the reporter, a huge backlash. Mm-hmm. The federal government backed off and put in some new rules. Now, when Risen pretty much said, no, you want to cite me for contempt, cite me for contempt, I don't even think they're going to make him testify at this point. They want to avoid this battle.
All right, you'll be happy to hear that George Zimmerman was arrested over the weekend after he threw some wine at his girlfriend. He didn't throw the wine. He threw the bottle of wine at his girlfriend.
Details.
So now he went before a judge. The judge said bond at $5,000, ordered him to surrender his gun and have no contact with this woman. This guy is so stupid.
How about having no contact with human beings?
Ever.
Oh, my God. So when this circumstance, how many times can you get into trouble for this sort of thing and not really be in trouble?
You know, you got to wonder about that, and you wonder if the book will be thrown at him as a basis, you know, by adding up all of the other stuff he's done. It's sort of like O.J. Simpson, who is a killer. He's not a murderer, but he definitely is a killer because he wasn't convicted. He was found responsible in a civil action, and he killed a couple of people. He goes to jail for an inordinate period of time on some really smaller charges.
They got him. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on Good Day.
You pick.
pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Day program at 24 past the hour. Richie, Jennifer, and I have the top five songs from this week in 1976.
Love it.
Number five belongs to a group called Sweet Fox on the Run, starring Shepard Stewart or Shepard Smith or whatever his name is. All right, crank it up, Richie.
Shepard Smith.
Why is this so meaningful for you?
Sweet had a handful of hits, like Love Is Like Oxygen.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Right.
And
yeah.
They were just kind of one of those early pop rock, kind of heavy rock pop bands that just connected with me. I dug them. They were great.
Well, that was the story during the early part of 1976, especially with this kind of music. The Ohio Players had the number four song this week in 76.
Good stuff, too.
Love Roller Coaster.
Love me some balls.
Pretty much what you heard is what you get for 3.5 minutes. Now, the next thing was not really a song. It was one of those novelty records that just grabbed on and held on for 3 months. It was number three this week in 1976, C.W. McCall. Yes.
Car. Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, big man, come on.
Don't be that great big con, boy, ain't you beautiful sight. Come on and join our con, boy, ain't that fun again.
Now, what I'm trying to remember, and it's been so long since I recall this, I want to say this guy was a disc jockey, and this was not his real name.
He was a disc jockey, but he also had a couple of other hits. He had two,
talking
three
songs,
other,
as it were?
No, like other songs.
Really?
You know,
country songs?
We tore up all
one cheese and left them sitting on the
skater.
By the time we hit that shy town,
there were two or three other songs in here. Yeah, country songs.
Brought up some reinforcements.
And he was a DJ, singer, activist,
there's armored cars,
politician.
Tanks, jeeps, yeah. And rigs of every size.
Anyway, this was,
yeah, them chickens.
There were a lot of novelty tunes around in the 70s. This was, I think, the lead
the line,
when it came to that genre. The tune Convoy. Number three this week, 1976, brings us to the number two position. Horrible. Oh, God.
It sounds like you like it.
No.
Diana Ross. Yeah, this one's hard to warm up to.
All right, so let's warm up to Barry Manifold, who was number one this week, 1976. This is real music, Jennifer.
Oh, boy.
Come on,
Dad's favorite.
I got indigestion.
Come on. I was just talking to Ken about we got an offer to give away tickets to his upcoming concerts here.
Really?
Yeah, are you interested?
Yeah.
Are you going to cry when you go to his concert with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
But I remember the last time you went to his concert with a date, and you couldn't hold it together and you lost it.
Yeah, you were crying.
Right.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, I was just, well,
that's pretty manly.
It's very meaningful. I am a man.
Yes.
I am in touch with my emotions.
Yeah.
It's more than I can say about you. Anyway, this is...
So you're saying I would be more of a man if I wept at Barry Manilow concerts?
I don't know whether you would.
That make me a man?
If I brought you to the concert instead of some woman, it would be interesting to see what experience you and
both of us weeping together at a Barry Manilow concert.
That'd be so cute. I'd like to take pictures.
There's a YouTube moment right there.
That's it. Right, exactly. All right, so... this reminds me, last night on the plane coming out, I watched a concert that Tony Bennett did with Lady Gaga, and it was one of the most interesting performances I have ever seen.
She's got
84 years old. She's 28. And the two of them fit together musically in a phenomenal way. It was a very entertaining thing if you get a chance to see it. 28 after.
Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial Brand Flax Wipers from Grainger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Keep them clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial Brand Flax Wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Spring is closer than you think. Sam Adams Cold Snap is back.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth.
Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex, spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer. Crisp, refreshing. And refreshing is the best word. Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a pretty
know-how! Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not, okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 2/28/15.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother and his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll
call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main break, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden, and Bob McKay is here. Sounds like a disc jockey, right? Oh, he was in his early...
From WMEL,
yes, it's
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, John Harper from WMEL, our affiliate on the Space Coast, and long time, when I say long time, John, I mean long time.
But he's only 29.
Yeah, right. He was in diapers when I first went on that radio
station.
That's right.
Very nice. I like that, but it has been a long time. You're right.
It has been a long time. All right, so, and it seemed like a long time. I was sort of out of pretty much everything over the weekend and wasn't watching as this flawless takeoff took place Saturday morning. Describe it for us, John, will you?
It was an early morning, that's for sure, when we had the SpaceX launch of the Dragon spacecraft this past Saturday morning at 4:40 in the morning. And it was a perfect liftoff. There were no technical issues, no weather issues, finally, and we were able to get this off on time with the spacecraft on its way to the International Space Station. One of the interesting parts of the launch, however, was the landing. First time ever attempt of the first stage of the rocket on a barge located off the coast of Jacksonville in the Atlantic Ocean. However, as SpaceX indicated, the landing was hard, And it really wasn't considered a success, but it was an interesting attempt to land that first stage. And I'm sure SpaceX is going to be trying this again in the future because it saves a lot of money for the company. And I'm sure others are watching this with great interest as well.
PayPal founder Elon Musk is the brains and the money behind this. Was he there?
Yes, he's been here for every launch. He's very active and takes a great interest in what's going on. So, yeah, he's always here, and he sends out tweets and messages before the launch and after the launch. And one of his tweets was when we were looking for this first stage to land on the barge, his tweet was, "We hit it hard." And it just didn't work this time. And they figured there was a 50-50 chance that they would land successfully on the barge. But it was a great attempt, and they're going to be trying this again. And they'll be watching this with great interest. And, again, it saves a lot of money.
So if it, landing on the barge it didn't work, they were trying to save, build whatever.
Yeah.
You said the second stage of it, I think. What's the second stage?
It was the first stage. First stage, yeah. And it just came down hard. But it was the first time ever of this type of an attempt with a launch of a rocket. It kind of harkens back to the days of landing men on the moon, that type of event where it was untried and people didn't know how it was going to result. But this time it just didn't work out. But again, I think they were pleased with the fact that they were able to line up with the barge. They were able to align themselves, the rocket, that is, with the barge.
Yep.
And they just came down too hard. So it was not considered a success.
A few seconds with thoughts of the old NASA days when there were thousands and thousands of people working at Cape Kennedy. Are these people all working? Do some of these people come back to work for this guy? And is everything taking place pretty much on the same launcher that sent so many Americans into space?
Good question, Doug. No, for the most part, mission control for SpaceX is conducted in Hawthorne, California. It is not in Houston. And as far as the number of workers here with SpaceX, it's a lot less than in the days of NASA.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the good news is there's a lot of activity now taking place at the Kennedy Space Center.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to good things in the future.
John Harper, keep us in touch with what's going on in Florida Space Coast from WMEL.
Hey, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying, faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morning win.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-825 8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you had donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
The hour. I'm Ken Kessler, and for Doug Stephan, actually not in for, but Doug will be back shortly on the Good Day Show. Wanted to bring your attention to something at DougStephan.com. Make sure that you are listening for the next few weeks very carefully, because we want to send you and your family to Beaches Resorts Winter Giveaway. This is it's a great prize, and all you have to do to get in the running for this is be listening and win one of the contests that we have, whether it's the One Hit Wonder contest or the movie contest or any other contest. You'll be qualified to win a grand prize, 4-day, 3-night, luxury-included vacation to any beaches resort with three spectacular locations in Turks and Caicos and Jamaica. And if you are still shoveling out from the latest winter storms wherever you are, this will probably sound really good to you, because it's going to be 75 and sunny in Jamaica today. So you could be there. This is a terrific package. Beaches Resorts is the ultimate family getaway. Everything is included. Unlimited dining at 20 different restaurants. All kinds of land activities, scuba diving, snorkeling, Caribbean adventure with Sesame Street. If you have children, you'll want to bring them along to this. There's an Xbox Play Lounge now. And of course, there's Wi-Fi and all kinds of stuff. But you can find out all about it at DougStephan.com. Just look in the trending box, and you can click on the gorgeous picture from one of these beaches resorts. And then make sure that you are
listening to Get in the Running. We're gonna have a winner. We're gonna announce the winner in just a few weeks on February 6th. So you'll definitely want to be a part of that. If you can't wait, there is a video there that you can check out about the beaches, resorts, and all of the details about this getaway. And down at the bottom, if you scroll down, you can click and check out the beaches website, because they have a whole bunch of specials going on right now. So if you can't wait and you just want to go and get out of the snow and enjoy some time on the beach, and I don't blame you, click that and check it out, and you'll be able to and you'll be able to get away from the snow at least for a little while. Also at DougSteffen.com, the poll today, McDonald's has this new commercial. They ran it during the NFL playoffs, and they ran it during the Golden Globe, so you've probably seen it. It's called Signs. It features a montage of all these different signs from McDonald's, and it's getting a lot of buzz on social media. Not good, because a lot of these signs, a lot of people are accusing McDonald's of exploiting tragedy in this commercial, because a lot of these signs are about 9/11 and flooding and different tragic events that that have happened over the last decade. And it's just a montage of them. Not all of the signs are like that, but many of them are, and people are saying that McDonald's is exploiting this for their own gain. But that's what our poll's about today. What do you think of this new commercial? Very powerful. I like it a lot. It's okay, but nothing special. It's in bad taste. It's exploitive of tragedy. Shame on them. And I haven't seen it. So you can check that out.
One of the things that, when you talk about things that are bad taste and connected to McDonald's, you almost always have a home. Almost always have a home run. 14 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Kenny and I working our way through some of the things that people are talking about. I find it interesting what the arbiter of good taste is, what the arbiter of public opinion, when there are certain people who sort of make news because they make noise, people who are, in terms of social media, Kenny, they're always sort of up front and center. I think Wendy Williams is one of those people who has conversations that are good. I have two or three different excerpts here from conversations she had with audience members, and I think that each one of them on their own could cause us to have a conversation. But this is a compilation, if you will, sort of a montage of Wendy answering audience members' questions as we get started. Here she's trying to help somebody figure out whether or not to return a gift from an ex-boyfriend, an ex-lover.
Me and my boyfriend of 6 years just broke up about a week ago. In December for my birthday, he bought me these really expensive diamond earrings. So since we're not together anymore, I was wondering if I should give it back to him, if I should... keep them, or if I should sell them. We're not together anymore, so.
Personally speaking, I would give them back to him, and I'm going to tell you why. Because first of all, if the breakup was his fault, that's a smack in his face. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I really don't want them, but...
Then give them back to him.
Okay.
Give them back. That will have him tossing and turning. You ask a woman of a particular age, and she will tell you, giving back gifts hurts a man worse than keeping them and selling them on eBay. Okay?
All right, so... The next audience member's question is about an ex who keeps texting to her. Again, these are all relationship questions. And Wendy's usually pretty right on when it comes to answering them succinctly and meaningfully.
I recently broke up with my boyfriend. We dated for 3 years, and he broke up with me through a text message.
Oh.
Now, for the last time, like for a year now, he's been trying to get back with me through text messages, and I've ignored him, but he just hasn't stopped, and I don't know why he doesn't get the hint. What should I do next?
First of all, that's horrible that he broke up with you through text. I would not think of answering his text. You can either, A, continue to ignore his text, or B, text him back something really, really civilized, and like, leave me alone.
I don't want any part of you.
UMF.
Yeah.
I hear Wendy Williams on her daily television program answers an audience member's question about a boyfriend who's always on social media.
I've been with my guy for 8 months,
okay.
But he's
always on his cell phone texting and posting things on Facebook. And so I want to know, what should I do to make him pay more attention to me, or is this a deal breaker?
Well, you put up with it for 8 months. Would you like to continue further, like if he got off social media?
Absolutely.
Okay. Is he a cardiologist or somebody on call?
Absolutely not.
I mean, because for many of us, work is a 24-hour thing.
He doesn't have a 24-hour job.
Okay, so he's putting stuff on Facebook and stuff.
Everything we do or whatever he's thinking, he loves the attention and spotlight. So at dinner, at the movies, I was on vacation.
He's not the guy for you. This is not the guy for
really?
You.
Really?
He's not gonna stop this. I mean, you can have a conversation with him and see how it goes for the next month, but this is not, I don't think this is the guy for her, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, for anybody like somebody else who doesn't want to have any connection whatsoever with the real world. It is amazing, though, when you get right down to brass tacks, how many people we see who are walking up the street, who are at a restaurant, who are in situations that are basically sort of one-on-one, but they're not paying attention to the other one, if you know what I mean. Dr. Jeff and Ken Kessler on Good Day at 51 past the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Oh my heavens. Rose Royce. Song from the movie of the same name hit number one this week in 1977. Movie was number one, song number one. Crank it up, Richie.
This ain't no place to be if you plan on
being. We had a lot of fun this movie. It was just silly.
And also my sometimes.
Song, I guess they're good for 5 years.
At the car wash. Come on, y'all, and sing it for
me. Come on, y'all. I think we get a good shot at the end of the song.
Hey.
There it is.
Well, those cars never seen those cars come in.
Movie Moments time. Chuckers off till tomorrow. I'm sorry to hear that because I wanted to talk to him about a couple of big movies this weekend. Jen Jen will have the rundown of the top five, or if you have time, Jen Jen, the top 10 movies of the weekend. The story now is qualifying time. Between now and the 6th of February, every time we do a contest and you participate and you win, you become eligible for our drawing. I think it's February 6th, if Richie's telling me the truth, and I have no reason to believe that he's not.
Correct, Amanda.
6th of February, we're going to draw a one lucky listener's name, so you'll be able to have an all-expenses paid, I think a four-day trip to the Turks and Caicos or to Jamaica. You'll choose where you want to go. All-inclusive, you just have to get yourself there. And so if you'd like to qualify for that drawing, here's the, there are a couple of bits of piece of sound here from the number one movie this week in 1988. I don't think it's going to be very difficult. When you figure it out, 888-302-3684.
Comedy is a kind of hobby of mine. Well, actually, it's a little more than just a hobby. Reader's Digest is considering publishing two of my jokes.
Really?
Yeah. And perhaps some night we could maybe get together and swap humorous stories. Yeah. For fun.
Oh, why not? Maybe play a couple of Tennessee Ernie Ford records. That'd be a hoot.
That's a joke, right? I get it.
Oh, man. I remember
I can see that guy, but I can't remember his name, the actor that's with... Robin Williams there. I can just see him. He very
sounds like Pesci, but it's not.
No, it does sound like Pesci, right? Yeah, but it's not. No.
Oh, it's the guy that was in. Yeah. I know what it is.
Yeah, okay. Him.
I almost just gave it away.
888-302-3684, and you figure out next clip.
What is a demilitarized zone? Sounds like something out of the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Oh no! Don't go in there.
Oh hee ho, Ho Chi Minh.
Look, you landed in Saigon. You're among the little people now.
We represent the Arvan Army, Oh no! Follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
All right. I don't think we have
he's so great.
He was so great. All right. Last clip. This is
hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rocket from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me. Da Nang me. I don't get a rope and hang me. Hey, right. Is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late.
888. 302-3684. All right, so what's the name of the movie? To qualify yourself for the drawing on February 6th to go to the Turks and Caicos, we have movie news, including box office totals, in a moment here on Good Day.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
Know how! Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not, okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa Know How. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
All right, so we put everybody out of their misery and figure out what the name of this is, Richie?
Absolutely.
All right, you want me to talk to Terry? Who do you want me to talk to?
Terry's fine.
All right, Terry, hi, welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. Where are you?
I'm in Monroe.
Monroe, Louisiana. Good to have you on board. All right, what's the name of the movie?
Good Morning, Vietnam.
Not very difficult. You've been in the service?
I have.
Were you in Vietnam?
No, actually, I was in Germany at the time the movie came out, though.
Ah, all right. Well, it was a lot of people loved it for a lot of different reasons. Terry, we're going to qualify you for our drawing February 6th. Stand by. Jennifer, what was the number one movie of the weekend?
Taken 3, Liam Neeson, $40 million.
Yeah, what was the second biggest?
Selma made 11, Into the Woods at number 3, The Hobbit at 4, and Unbroken at 5.
Good. All right. And the best motion picture, according to Golden Globes, was Boyhood in the drama department. Anyway, Transparent. Best TV series, blah, blah, blah. All right. It's 59 after on Good Day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.